this point today where I could get out and run some routes, and it felt pretty good. You know, I feel like I'm becoming a part of the team, and, you know, the next step is going against the defense, and, you know, they're going to take their time with that, which will be by training camp. But just to get out there and run routes and do everything at the same pace as everybody else, still, I mean, felt pretty good.
So you're not going to go against a DB yet? That's the kind of thing, that's the one thing you're not going to do?
Yeah, not yet. That'll probably start around training camp, but just to get out there and run the routes and, you know, do what the coaches say and go through the offense, you know, that felt pretty good. You know, that means I'm a little bit ahead, but, you know, once training camp comes around, and we'll see from there.
How are you holding up right now? I mean, physically, I mean, you feel like you're almost 100%?
Oh, yeah, I feel good, you know, just to get out there. But obviously, you know, it's to, you know, the trainers where they're monitoring. They don't want me to do nothing that'll put me at a setback. That's why when I'm out there running routes, you know, they're limited, but it just feels good to start doing something for the first half of the practice.
Did you feel like you were still an outsider before because you weren't allowed to participate as much?
Well, you know, when you're watching and you're watching the plays and, you know, you just want to get out there and, you know, joke with the guys, have fun, talk a little trash. And finally that I'm out there, get to bring my helmet out, run routes and, you know, do everything everybody else doing. You know, that's a big confidence lifter for me.
Are you thinking about it? That you can't give it 100% right now, knowing that you can't go one-on-one yet. How frustrating that for you, knowing that, you know, this is what you do?
It's not frustrating because, remember, the time frame is training camp. So right now with me running routes out there, it's like I'm ahead of schedule, you know. It's supposed to be training camp. I get out there running routes, but I'm running routes now. So training camp, it will take care of itself, you know, when I get out there and go against DBs. But right now, you know, we're a little bit ahead of the curve.
When did you guys decide that you were going to be out there? When did you guys decide that you were going to come out here?
A couple weeks ago. You know, the progress, the strengthening is coming back. And, you know, this is the first step in getting your confidence back. Obviously, I never had an injury, but running and cutting and not even thinking about it, you know, is the step for me to really be ready for training camp.
That's all I'm excited about it. About the knee? You're not conscious of, you know, after each route you run, are you thinking about the knee at all?
No, not at all. And that's the most important thing. You know, really, I'm thinking about making every catch. So if I can put that first, then, you know, everything else will come second. And I just want to catch every ball that's thrown to me. So, you know, I'm making sure I'm getting in and out of breaks enough to be on time for the quarterbacks.
How does number six's ball compare to what you're
doing? Well, you know, obviously everybody knows Favre has an arm, but, you know, these guys have a good velocity on the ball. You know, it gets there in a hurry, which is receivers what we like because it gives us a chance to, you know, make a move or get down without taking a big hit. But, you know, with the way this team is and the way number six is and Jake is, I think we're gonna have a good group that's going to go places.
You're used to working your way up the depth chart?
We'll see around training camp, you know. Maybe they might play me. I'm not sure. You know, I might be one on the practice squad, I guess.
Have you totally adjusted altitude yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been up here 2 months working out, training. You know, it just felt just like a regular practice.
What's the plan for the next couple of weeks going into camp?
Continuously strengthening, running routes, getting treatment. And, you know, when training camp gets here, being full pads and full go.
Do you feel like you're rehabbing still? I mean, do you feel like rehab is over and you're more fine-tuning what you got to do for camp?
Rehab really isn't over with because, you know, obviously I'm still getting some adjustments and everything done still. But I think it's just developing the confidence, you know, making plants that I haven't did in a while that, you know, I used to be able to do. So, you know, that's still part of rehab, being mentally strong about it. But I think I'm going to recover over that pretty fast because obviously I'm not wearing a brace. I said I wasn't going to wear a brace. And, you know, when I'm out there running routes, I'm not even thinking about it.
Did you do anything out there today where you kind of said to yourself, I want to try this, test myself a little, where you kind of responded to it maybe better than you might have thought? Or did you?
Just the running the routes at full speed. You know, thinking that I know I still have another gear that I can get to, but as long as I'm still keeping up pace and running the same speed as everybody else and still have the same timing with the quarterbacks.
But there was no your confidence is there, or do you still have to build that in terms of making those cuts at this point?
No, you know, my goal was, you know, I want to stay on the same page as everybody else with, you know, the timing of the routes, and that's all I was worried about.
How does your body feel when you are planting, when you're only making those cuts? How does it feel right now?
It feels good. You know, obviously I don't think about it at the time of the route because the adrenaline's rushing, but it feels good. You know, obviously, you know, still a little ways to go, but, you know, hopefully it'll be ready.
And what's your expectation for when both preseason and regular season, that first off, knowing where we are now?
Oh, expectation just to be back to my old self, you know, making plays and, you know, trying to make every catch and being out there, giving every guy a boost and trying to make this offense go.
And is the plan to be out doing the same thing the next 2 days too?
Yes, yes. I'm going to do out the same thing. It's funny because I wanted to jump into one-on-ones, but they said, you know, obviously when you're feeling good, they don't want to rush anything. So it felt pretty good.
You're just lulling into a false sense of confidence, you know, so you can go up against them in camp. Just go against Aaron now so they can get a look at you, but then you'll be surprising them at camp when you go against the DBs.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I could, I would go right now. But obviously it's the trainers who've been through this process before, so
they don't want you to bump.
Yeah, they don't want to do something that'll be a setback. So I'm just kind of going on their pace. But if it was up to me, I wish I could go.